What began as an idea during dinner with friends a few years ago has evolved into more than $100,000 benefiting charities in Halton Hills. Lori Gissel and her friends decided to start a local chapter of 100 Women Who Care because it sounded like fun. For us, it is not work, it is part of how we socialize. Instead of just drinking wine, we drink wine and do something good for the community, said Gissel with a laugh. She emphasizes that, it's 100 women, it's all of us who do it. The chapter's organizing committee, or the ones who do all the behind-the-scenes work, is comprised of Heather Coles, Jill Farrington, Sarah Burrows, and Liana McAllister. 100 Women Who Care has chapters worldwide. Each coordinates funding for local, community charitable organizations. They meet quarterly for 1 hour to hear three short presentations pitching local nonprofits in need. Members vote by secret ballot and the nomination, with donations going directly to the nonprofit selected by the majority. Those who enjoy socializing are encouraged to arrive early and stay late. Our mandate is to continue to raise funds for our own community, said Gissel. We are community-based and the idea is to help local organizations, so instead of giving money to Princess Margaret Hospital for Cancer Research, we give money to smaller, local organizations like a seniors center or theater group. Since 2018, the Halton Hills chapter has helped 15 nonprofits, including the Georgetown Breadbasket, Special Olympics Halton Hills, Georgetown Little Theater and Halton Women's Place. While the goal is to raise $10,000 every meeting, the pandemic created some hardships for the group. The cool thing is we were able to operate through the pandemic by making videos. This kept our membership engaged, noted Gissel. The groups that received donations from us really appreciated it because they had no other way of raising money during lockdowns. Eleanor Young is a longtime Georgetown resident and a nominating member of the group. She said she finds the structure of the meetings interesting and feels it's a good way to meet new people. The longtime Georgetown resident has nominated three local organizations so far. The Georgetown Breadbasket wanted freezers, so now when we see freezers in the community, we know it is something concrete that we helped pay for, she said. It is very gratifying. Every meeting you leave thinking good things about your community. There is more going on than you think. It's a chance to meet the best spirit of our community. With cost of living going up, Gissel said some may consider joining as a team, instead of as an individual. The team would collectively donate $100 four times a year and have one vote at the meetings. She said there are two teams at the moment, as it's a more affordable way to help out. 100 Women Who Care Halton Hills is also trying to get a corporate matching program underway, where businesses can match donations of an individual or team. Employers would match an employee's donation. The group is also having an in-person meeting this summer and is hoping to gain new members. It will be held August 17, 6:30 p.m. at Acton Town Hall Center. We are a small town group of people. Our common love is Halton Hills, said Gissel. For a busy woman, this is the perfect social club. All they have to do is write a check and come to a meeting four times a year. For more information, www.100womenhaltonhills.com.